1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. GI Trivia's Lori Liu joins me with an aluminum can of hot chocolate. It's not a can. It's like a travel mug.
It's a Yeti coffee.
The Yeti
mug.
Wow.
It's the big one, too.
Those aren't cheap.
No, I think this was a gift.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's bigger than your little styrofoam.
Well, for some reason, I can't smell the hot chocolate this morning.
Because I closed the little thing, so it stays...
Don't close the thing.
Because it stays hot. Because I sit here and hang out with you.
True.
For hours.
I appreciate that on Wednesdays.
I know. I look forward to it.
Do you have... today is... what did they call it?
Wednesday?
I think today it's... No, well, besides Wednesday... I think it's called Drinksgiving.
Yes, that's right. Remember, because you informed me last week that this is the busiest bar day of the year, and I thanked you because I did not know that.
Yeah, I know. Your sarcasm is very infectious. bestlifeonline.com says Drinksgiving is also known as Blackout Wednesday.
Oh.
167% increase in alcohol sales compared to any other Wednesday night.
Yes.
Explained as people are home from college, meeting up with old friends, relatives are in town, everybody's got tomorrow off, they're going to celebrate tomorrow, so they pre-celebrate. Everybody's feeling festive about having 4 days off, so hey, why not ruin the first one?
Exactly.
And then recover for the next three.
At our age... Like, it's not even a consideration of mine.
No. It takes too long to recover.
Yes.
And life is too short to squander that time.
Yes.
Do you have today off? No, you're in Ravenna?
I'm in Wood River this evening.
Wood River. Yep. I'll get it one day.
You will. I know. I think I'm adding a second Ravenna, too, so I'm going to do some music bingo there. Well, so it's going to be really confusing.
I am glad that you come in every week because it's, I think it's... The general consensus is it's easy for us to retain where you are every week.
Right.
But it's the ones that skip around a bit. You have a special Hy-Vee one coming up?
Not for another month. I did Hy-Vee last week, and it was a blast. We had a work party come in, and so, again, anybody has a small business, you know, not a ton of employees and want to do something nice for them, get a hold of Hy-Vee. This company went to the Market Grill and we did music bingo and just had a blast. And it doesn't have to be a night that I'm there. If you want to do it any night that I'm not booked, I will absolutely do it. Not a problem.
Wood River tonight, you have Thanksgiving off.
Yes, I'm... My normal wine, beer, and spirits, I'm going to do Saturday. I am doing a special music bingo with songs with alcohol in the title. On Saturday at Wine, Beer, and Spirits at 6:30. Everyone is welcome. Please.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Okay, so.
Yep. I just added that since I'm off tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. I really love doing that place. Everybody is so fun. Customer, staff, everything's great. I love it. So I'm like, yeah, let's do a bonus.
Same time Saturday?
6:30, yep.
Wine, beer, spirits, yep. Grand Island. Will there be food?
There's a scratch food truck. Scratch food truck.
Is that the soul food?
There. The soul food, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the girls do a great job.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So in addition to today being Drinksgiving, today is also Taiwan On Day. This has nothing to do with drinking. The day to celebrate the person that's putting the apron on, the tying on the apron.
Oh.
And cooking your Thanksgiving meal.
Oh.
Here's a good trivia question.
Well.
On average, how much time does it take for the host to prepare a Thanksgiving feast?
Ooh, well, that's got to... Oh. You know, I don't know. I've never prepared a Thanksgiving feast. It's never been at my home.
This might... For you, it might be good to have a multiple choice. The answer, 9.6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, wow.
So, okay, so the host of Thanksgiving probably is not participating in Blackout Wednesday because they have to get up.
No, most likely not.
At the crack of dawn to get their 9.6 hours in.
If they were, then chances are that turkey would be prepared in a deadly fashion.
Like Christmas Vacation. I just watched that.
Did they misprepare a turkey?
Well, remember Clark was cutting it and it goes, you know, just because it was dry.
Yeah, you got to.
Overcooked, yeah.
Well, that's better than undercooked. You don't want to die.
Well, true.
Anyway, whatever you're doing, be careful. Don't drink and drive. Do something nice for somebody today. Lori, will you stick around? We'll do another segment.
Absolutely. I still have hot chocolate.
Fantastic. Keep it where you got it. The 1970s, the 1980s, the 90s. Now, 107.7 The Island and 107.7 TheIsland.com.
Broadcasting live. From the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.
Woo! 107.7 The Island is your home for real music variety on the air and online. GI Trivia's Lori Liu joins me. Before we get in, first of all, thanks for being here, and I'm sorry for the lackluster sunrise this morning. I don't control that.
No, I was wondering that too. It's like, well, I think we're out of luck.
Well,
out of luck,
your Tri-Cities forecast, it doesn't look like we're going to see the sun today. Slight chance of flurries before 10 and then after 12 noon. Could see a dusting in certain parts, but it's just a 20% chance. Just keep in mind, National Weather Service does say there could be some slick spots. In other news, Lori, before we get to your GI trivia stuff, schedule, it is that time of year again. Christmas music streaming live on 107.7theisland.com. You like Christmas music? I like Christmas music for like an hour on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's about.
Yeah, not now.
Yep, that's about me. I had to put together a Christmas music bingo sheet, and I seriously only could do one side because I can't.
I'm not going to name you by name, but there is a store in town that's pretty big, and it's called Hy-Vee. I mean, I think it was the day after Halloween. I heard Christmas music in there, and last weekend, as nice as it was, Christmas carolers live in Hy-Vee. It was pretty cool. I mean, you don't see every day like six people singing out of books, and they said they're going to move around the store. First, they were near the cosmetics, and then they were going to produce.
Oh,
interesting. However,
wow,
too early.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Well, remember that day we were there for the food?
Dare to Care.
When we were there and we were walking around the store and it's like, what are we listening to?
Was that Christmas music then? Yeah. To me, that's too early. I do honestly have a soft spot for it, but it's got to be closer to Christmas when it feels magical. With that said, I'm going to be part of the problem. Go to 107.7theisland.com. And you got continuously streaming Christmas music. You want to see what's on now?
Helping you stay in the Christmas spirit with great holiday favorites. You're listening to all Christmas music from 107.7 The Island.
And we're sorry for that.
Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady.
I don't know what this is.
Day in the morning, pray with us, sail those ships out.
Oh, this is Sting from The Police.
Christmas Day, pray with us, sail those ships.
I saw three ships.
Christmas Day in the morning, are they sailing to Bethlehem on Christmas Day? Christmas Day, or they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells
I'm out. I'm out on that one.
If you're interested, you could stream Christmas music starting now, 1077theisland.com. Just don't do it during my huge broadcast. Do it during Midday Renee's. Wait until mine is over, and then you can hear
Christmas Day in the morning.
that one's brutal.
Yeah, that was rough, Sting. It's not your most user-friendly song.
Bethlehem.
Go back to Roxanne. Let's hear.
Yeah, that one's even worse, probably.
You don't have to turn on the red light. GI Trivia, Lori Liu in the chair. You're in Wood River tonight, and you are doing a special wine, beer, and spirits Saturday?
Saturday, yep.
All right.
Yep.
See,
it's music bingo, songs with alcohol in the title, so... Bring your family that's still here in town. Come have a night. Scratch Food Truck will be there. Wine, Beer, and Spirits, I believe, has the best prices in town for your drinks at the bar. It's a great atmosphere. And the songs are going to be on point.
Give me an example.
Oh, geez. Any. you know, Margaritaville, which that's just the one that comes to my mind, but Dust on the Bottle, you know, any song, you know, and you know.
Would Have a Drink on Me by AC/DC?
Have a Drink on Me. I've got that, yes. Raise Your Glass. Pink. Jose Cuervo. Shelley West.
Okay, I got you.
I like beer. Tom T. Hall.
Sometimes you give a bonus question out. Yep.
Are you ready for my question? And I'm excited to see if you know this one. So this one is Wood River Tonight. Which of these careers have not been pursued by Barbie? Is it a paratrooper, run for U.S. president, or a social worker? Which one has Barbie not pursued?
I would say Barbie never was president.
That is false. She has never pursued being a social worker.
Wouldn't you think that they would make Barbie do that?
Yes.
They have Black Barbie.
She was a paratrooper.
They have every. They try
that.
To cover every base.
Yeah.
Of and cover every. And you would think social worker would be an admirable career.
Yeah. Shame on you, Barbie.
So she was president?
Well, she ran for president.
Oh, she ran for president.
I guess I should research that a little more to see the background story of that. That's what I like some of my trivia questions, because I learn things. I'm not going to say people think I'm smart, because they know. but I learn all kinds of things, and so do other people.
Do you retain it? Because I've been doing trivia questions every morning for 20 years. I love it, but I don't retain it. Sometimes
some I do.
Sometimes people will mention something and I'll say, oh, that was my trivia question. I can't remember the answer.
Right. But you have to realize I'm at Wine, Beer, and Spirits every week. And I've been doing this. This coming year will be 4 years that I have been doing this trivia.
So I did meet you right at the beginning.
Yeah, you did.
You seemed like such an old pro the first time I saw you at trivia.
At the Peacock I would cuss at people who yelled out an answer, and that was you. Remember that one? Yes.
You had.
I always have to remind you of that.
No, I'll never forget the dead stare.
People loved that if somebody would yell out an answer, and I would lose my bleep.
Well, to this day, it's a natural instinct, and it's hard for me to control.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
and I understand that, and I always tell people if I yell at you or whatever, it's all part of my shtick. It's fine. I roll with the punches. And anybody who's been to my trivia nights knows I roll with the punches. You make fun of me as much as I make fun of you. And I just like to have a good time. And I'm looking forward. I've got Christmas parties. I've been booked for quite a few Christmas parties, holiday parties for businesses. But I have Star School coming in a couple weeks to Wine, Beer, and Spirits. And I am so looking forward to that.
A school?
Yeah, Star.
What grade?
School. They're a elementary school.
Really?
Yes.
What question? Would you do the alcohol songs? No, I'm kidding. No, I wouldn't.
Well, let me tell you, I went there the other day to touch base with them, whatever. And I said, I made a joke. I said, on the way here, I heard a song on the radio that I put on a playlist that I'm going to use for that night. Smoking in the Boys' Room. And the receptionist said, oh, you should ask who sings it.
Mm.
And I said, really? Do you think that's what my questions are going to be? Like, who sings Smoking in the Boys' Room? At least the remake? And she goes, well, I don't know. I said, how old are you? And she said, 55. And I said, really? You don't know that Motley Crue redid that song?
I think a better trivia question for Music Bingo would be who did the original.
Right. And that's true, but yeah, it's going to be fun. And she's like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Do you know who did the original?
Brownsville Station? Brown, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm a music person, so I kind of tend to know more music stuff.
Sidebar. Music is continuously streaming Christmas music on 1077theisland.com. Let's take a listen. It's Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home by U2.
two Christmas parties. The first one I am going to do in Wood River. Those people like to have fun. Shout out to Wood River.
Whoa, driver.
That's right. And so we're going to have an ugly sweater. Everybody, I want to bring a small wrapped gift, no more than $5. You bring a gift, you receive a gift. I think that's going to be fun. I'm going to do Christmas music bingo on one side, and then I'm going to do Christmas movie trivia. Also, everybody's going to be wearing ugly sweater. We're going to vote on ugly sweater. And then I'm going to do it at Hy-Vee as well. So check out my calendar. I'll put my calendar out at the end of this month or the beginning, December 1st, just to see. But you want something fun to do, you know, with your friends, festive. And I know a lot of people have ugly sweaters. And you want to wear those more than just once. So I'm giving you an opportunity.
It's a consider this a service from Laurie Lou.
That is correct.
Allowing you to get that sweater out more than once a year.
Yeah. Do you have an ugly sweater?
No.
Seriously?
I'm a minimalist. What am I going to do with
it? That's right. You are a minimalist.
What, if I may say, your GI trivia and music bingo seems like it's a huge, is it as successful as it appears?
It is. I have been booked for so many things, December, January. I have things coming up even, you know, March, April. I do fundraisers. Like I said, Grand Generation Center. I like to help them. I'm going to MNIS on the 17th of December. I'm volunteering my time just to have fun with the individuals over there. I'm looking forward to that. All kinds of new things.
This is good. This is really cool.
It is. I like to give the community something fun to do, inexpensive. When I'm at Wine, Beer, and Spirits or Hy-Vee, it's $5 a person to play. But that's how I make my living, and $5 is not a lot. There's a lot of other things that cost more.
What will the nature of your questions be when you have the elementary school in Wine, Beer, and Spirits?
It is not the school, it is the staff.
Oh, I thought they were bringing a class in.
Oh, heavens no.
Would you consider doing I wouldn't know where to begin to do a classroom, a trivia.
Right, I would consider anything. People hit me up all the time.
Okay, so it's the staff of the school.
Yes.
I bet you they all get hammered.
Well, you know the one who contacted me, and I'm not going to mention names, but I'll tell you off the air. It's a friend of yours as well.
I didn't think I knew a
you
teacher.
Do. Oh. You just don't know it.
Is her name that of an alcohol?
Yes.
Interestingly.
Yeah, she got a hold of me and she's like, oh my goodness. Oh my stars, this will be fun. And I did, like I said, I talked to some of the staff the other day and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
Because if everybody else is having fun, I'm having fun too. So I love it. And I appreciate, I should say, at this time of Thanksgiving, and I am going to be putting a post on my Facebook page, just thank you to everybody, the community, you, especially Fransman, who has helped me these last years promote my business.
Well, I believe in it. It's good for the memory. It's good to jog your brain. It's impossible not to have fun.
Right.
And you do a great job. It's not just the nature of how good trivia is, it's the way you approach it and the way you deliver it. It really works. That's why you're succeeding so much.
It's taken a while for me to realize that.
It's you.
I appreciate that very much. But everybody who supports me, and I have so many people who support me, small business, support local, that is my thing. Sailor Scream Printing, they do so much for me. Pig in a Bag, like I said, Mickey is always behind me. We're trying to do stuff, and I appreciate everything very much.
Lori, have a happy Thanksgiving.
I will. You do the same.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
And,
you too.
Travel safely when you go out of town.
I'm not going out of town.
Wood River.
Sorry. I thought you meant for Thanksgiving. I'm like, I'm just going across town. Yeah, thank you. Wood River. Love it. It's going to be fun tonight.
Quit your jibber-jabber. Waking up with Fransman, one-man party in the morning on the island.